Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Variably cloudy tonight, a chance of scattered storms, a low of 64. Full forecast details are coming up. The Bell Urban System and its familiar blue buses is disappearing to be replaced with Ride, spelled with a Y, with a bold new color scheme. At an unveiling of the new branding for the city's bus system at the Corrine Reed Owens Transit Center on State Street, Mayor John Dickert said the new look is designed to draw attention to the bus system.
Rebranding and revamping of our former Bell Urban System, the new name is matched with new initiatives for future for the public transit, Racine, and southeastern Wisconsin. Now, it might look a little interesting. You might think, we don't know how to spell. It's not an acronym. We just want people to look differently at us and look differently at how they ride.
Also highlighted at today's unveiling, increased service through U.S. Coach, which will offer service to Kenosha's Metro Station for trips to Chicago. A bus with a new bright orange-based color scheme pulled into the Transit Center as the new branding initiative was unveiled. The change will begin showing up on the city buses over the next several weeks. The direct economic impact on Racine County will be difficult to measure, but the U.S. Open, which began today with practice rounds at Erin Hills in Washington County, is expected to have an effect. The United States Golf Association, which sponsors the event, estimates crowds at about 35,000 each day for the tournament and about $250 million in economic impact on the region. Spectators, tournament officials, and the media have filled Milwaukee hotel rooms. That means that business and leisure travelers who would normally stay in Milwaukee have booked rooms in Racine, according to Real Racine President and CEO Dave Blank. He says Waterford and Burlington, which are only about an hour's drive from Erin Hills, will likely see a direct impact. About 4,500 volunteers will also be working during the Open. Tournament play begins on Thursday. The Mount Pleasant Village Board meets tonight at 6:30 and once again will try to fill a vacant trustee position, despite it being an issue that has ended for weeks in 3-3 tie votes, even with different candidates being offered. The vacancy was created when Dave DeGroot was elected village president. The agenda also has the latest on the hiring process for the positions of village administrator, finance director, and HR director. Closed session discussion is listed for a settlement with Menards on property assessment, as well as possible litigation about Campbell Woods and a recent development approval. State Department of Justice agents will be conducting an investigation into the Sunday evening Kenosha police officer-involved shooting and wounding of a suspect in a call about a man with a gun making threats. Officers were dispatched to the 5000 block of 39th Avenue in the Wilson neighborhood, where they saw someone running away. One officer's foot pursuit for undisclosed reasons led to the officer firing on the suspect. Fire department paramedics took the suspect, condition unknown, to a local hospital. The officer was not injured. The son of a Racine school board member is making a career out of trying to peel away the layers of educational dogma that blur the focus on improving classroom teaching and learning. Tony Frontier, son of Mike Frontier, currently serves as an assistant professor of education at Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee. He's co-authored 4 books and is currently working on a 5th. Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Frontier noted a lot of high-profile strategies, when closely examined, don't move the needle much.
We can get hung up on finding, you know, silver bullets, things like block schedules, for example, or redrawing district boundaries, choice and charter, year-round schools. Those are all really big levers that we attempt to pull. They generate a lot of conversation. They are feathers in the caps of people who can make those changes. The challenge, though, is if you look at the research base around a lot of those changes, the net effect is zero. They don't matter in terms of student learning.
What matters, he says, is creating an atmosphere where students take full ownership of their education. Frontier's books include 5 Levers to Improve Learning and Making Teachers Better, Not Bitter. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.